Before we start off this episode, is your sound up? Are you really listening to this episode, or are you just kind of like meandering through? So I decided to literally give away the coolest, best giveaway I've ever done thus far to anyone who is listening to this, because if you are listening to the TBB podcast, you are my person. I am so thankful. You guys know that I'm obsessed with this podcast, and I love sharing my real raw behind the scenes in here and giving you every single actionable tip possible. So are you ready? This is the giveaway. All you have to do is screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram story, and tag me at Christy Leeberry, letting me know what your favorite part of the episode is. What you're going to win, you can either win the Instagram Growth Masterclass or a 30-minute Instagram and business coaching session with me. But get it? All you have to do is screenshot this episode, share it on your Instagram story, and tell me why you love the TBB podcast. If you want to be entered to this giveaway twice, what you need to do is what I said before, the whole screenshot, tag me in your story thing. Literally, go do that right now. And the bonus entry is if you leave a 5-star written review, right? So the bonus entry is the 5-star written review. I would so appreciate it. Again, if you leave the review, make sure you include your Instagram handle so I can find you. But yes, when you do all of the above, you will be entered to win a 30-minute Instagram and business coaching session with me or full entry into the Instagram Growth Masterclass. I cannot wait to see who wins this. I'm going to announce the winner on November 1st. So make sure you get your entries in ASAP. Welcome back to another jam-packed episode of the Travel Business Babe podcast, empowering you to step outside your comfort zone to create the life and the business of your dreams. The TBB podcast is the perfect blend of personal branding and personal development designed to give you tips, tricks, and strategies to help you create the life and online business of your dreams so you can have the freedom to work from anywhere. A travel business babe is the CEO of her life and her business. She dreams big and takes massive action on her goals. She harnesses the power of social media to build up her personal brand so that she can have the life and the business that she dreams of. Okay, let's talk TikTok. Let's talk TikTok. That sounds so weird. Let's talk TikTok. Let's talk TikTok. Try saying that 10 times fast. That is actually insane. The reason I want to talk TikTok, oh man, I think I need to think of a new way of saying that. We need to discuss TikTok. I don't know. Talk TikTok. Talk TikTok. Ah, okay, moving on. Christy, focus. Totally fine. Is because it is this up and coming platform that we've heard people talk about. We've heard experts talk about it. And you know, it's something that we've heard of and we're kind of like, oh, is this something like worth trying out? Like, I don't know. But statistics have reported recently a few things that I want to talk about today. So there is 26.4 million monthly users using TikTok. Guys, brands are using TikTok influencers. So it's reported that about 60% of TikTok influencers are between the ages 16 and 24, with meaning that these influencers are young. So something that brands and the advertising world has mentioned is that working with these influencers, there may be some bumps along the road, right? Because, you know, maybe you're working with like an 18-year-old who's like, excuse me, what? Like, I started TikTok for fun because that's when everyone's on. And yeah, I just post these videos of myself. And it's like, yeah, okay, girl, but we want you in our beauty campaign. We want you in our fashion campaign. One of the reasons I believe TikTok is just exploding is because if you look at all of the statistics about the human attention span, it has literally been decreasing. I believe it's like 3 seconds every year. Kind of frightening. Guys, we almost have the attention span of a goldfish. That scares me a little bit. But I mean, I notice it in myself, so I can't even be like, no, that's so untrue. It is true. Our attention span right now is 8 minutes. Oh, not 8 minutes, 8 seconds. The human attention span is 8 seconds, which is why TikTok is exploding. It is really only a mere seconds of video footage put together. And brands are starting to use these influencers because they understand how small the human attention span is. And if they want to reach a younger demographic, a younger audience, they need to be on TikTok because that's exactly where like the 16 to 24 year olds are, the Gen Zs, who are, I guess, are renaming themselves. Like, can we talk about that? I'm like, that's such a Gen Z thing to do. Rename yourself. Cause you know, why not? I currently am a millennial, which I honestly had no idea millennials were from the 1980s. Like, excuse me. I get that those are quote unquote older millennials, but still blows my mind. So if you, sorry, tangent, point of this, if you are not on TikTok, get on TikTok. I have experimented with it for my brand, and I actually want to retract the statement I just said. If you're not on TikTok, if you're not on TikTok, go ahead and start like exploring it. See if it suits your brand. I do think you should have some sort of a presence on it. However, if it is not, if it does not suit your strengths, I do not think that that's a space that you need to put your time and effort into, right? I think you need to pick at least like three platforms. One needs to be your main platform, and the other two need to be platforms that you're putting out content on and possibly creating community over there, right? So maybe it's Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok, or maybe it's Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. Instagram and Facebook are two that you should have. If you do not have those, enroll in my Instagram Growth Masterclass because that is going to teach you exactly how to grow your Instagram and monetize your Instagram with your personal brand. You got to do it. It's almost 2020, which literally freaks me out. I feel like all these podcast episodes are going to say something along the lines of, it's almost 23 months left of the decade, whatever. But it's true. If you are not on Facebook or Instagram, get on Facebook and Instagram and then explore something for that like third. Ooh, if you're watching this video, my finger's just like tweaking around. Find something for your third platform. TikTok, LinkedIn, et cetera, whatever. I would probably do one of the four. The other thing that I wanted to mention is TikTok influencers are being paid two times what Instagram influencers are being paid. Now, I have some thoughts behind this that I'm going to go in and share, but I'm going to give you the exact statistics, right? So TikTok influencers are currently being paid $10 per CPM. CPM is per 1,000 viewers, listeners, whatever it may be. Like on my podcast, sometimes if you get a sponsor, I could be paid X amount of dollars per CPM, and that means per 10,000 listeners. So on TikTok, if they're getting paid $10 per CPM, it's going to be $10 per 1,000 viewers, right? Again, that goes into the KPIs that the brand wants to really be tracking. But on Instagram, currently, it is $5 per CPM. So $5 per 1,000 people who view your post. So TikTok's two times. And my current thought process on that is because TikTok's a little way more organic, right? If we think back to the Instagram days, I feel like, I mean, currently people are using bots. People are buying followers. Like all this crap is going on. And it's like, what is that? Are you authentic? Are those real likes? Like, are you paying for views? Like, curious. And currently TikTok does not have any of that, which I think is why brands are paying for those younger influencers because they have not indulged in like bots or fake likes or fake comments, et cetera, all that crazy stuff on Instagram. So the biggest takeaways from this is if TikTok is good for your brand, meaning like, are you a visual brand? Be on it. I had a friend, actually, she's one of my Instagram friends. She's a travel blogger and a fashion, so travel and fashion blogger. And she was on TikTok and one of her videos literally went viral, one of them like in Tulum. And she grew like 10,000 followers on Instagram. So what's really cool is that you want to make sure like you can connect the platforms, right? So always do this, whether it's Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, like I don't care, whatever it is, link your platforms. You want to make sure that if you're on TikTok, your followers can find you on Instagram, right? Put your information in your bio. If you're on Snapchat, people are finding you on Instagram. If you're on Facebook, people are finding you on Twitter. Like interlink this web so that it's like all connected, right? You want to make sure that people can go from this platform to this platform with ease and know that this is your link. This is your profile, your account. So that's my TikTok spiel. Hope you guys enjoyed talking TikTok with me, and yeah, peace. And that's a wrap. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode on the Travel Business Babe podcast. If you did, then go ahead, screenshot this, share it on an Instagram story, and tag me telling me why you love this episode so much so that I can create more episodes just like it to help you, your Instagram, and your online business.
Peace.